Hello, hello, hello. It is Holly, aka Holiday, aka KRML Ready. And today I actually want to talk to you guys. Oh, it took me a while to actually talk about this shit. I'm not even gonna lie, because I've just been looking and looking and listening, and I'm just like, I want to talk about it. I'm ready to talk about it now. And it is the case with R. Kelly. Oh my God. If you listen to this, I know you feel like part sad, part angry, part sad again. Okay? Because this going on with R. Kelly, it's just been... Like everybody fucking knows. Decades of motherfucking just this looming child abuse. God damn, like child abuse shit. Like, how the fuck, man? I was about to call y'all girl, but I don't know if you listen to it and you just a girl. So I ain't gonna say girl. But no. Just been a lot with that going on. I saw the documentary. I became like kind of obsessed. Like the past 2 weeks, I've been looking at the interview, like the individual interviews and everything. Like, I'm just like, I've been trying to keep abreast of it, even though I'm going through my own little shit. I'm recording to you live from the Howard Johnson, the whole Joe of Jersey City. I got shit to do, but I had to do this. I hope y'all appreciate that I'm actually taking the time out to talk to y'all. The fuck? All right, whatever. Let's get to it. So, I want to give some advice to R. Kelly, okay? My first thing of advice is, do you. I want R. Kelly to do him. That's just what it is. The only reason why we know R. Kelly is because he's an artist. Because he does music. And he makes very motherfucking great goddamn music. Alright? That's just what it is. I want him to continue. The other thing that I want to let R. Kelly know. Don't worry about them other artists. Because at the end of the day, those artists that are detesting your music, them niggas, they was on a come up, and that was their decision. Even if it wasn't their decision, that's that record label decision, or whoever, like producer, fucking fellow songwriter, they felt like, hey, R. Kelly is a nigga. They fucking, that was a decision that they fucking made, because there was a choice when they made that music. At the end of the day, I don't know what artist just said, you know what, I don't want to work with R. Kelly. And you know, granted, he's a great musical artist, and he has this questionable past and these allegations. And I don't want to fuck up my career. I don't know those artists that said that. None. So far. No one is saying, hey, I said I didn't want to work with R. Kelly. Regardless of his genius. Regardless of his songwriting and his producing. And his ability to reach out and touch people. I didn't hear none of that so far. None of that. I was actually waiting. I didn't even want to do this until I heard somebody say that they actually hey, I didn't want to work with that person because of this, that, and third, whatever, whatever, whatever. No, nobody said that. Everybody that actually detested working with him as an artist, they did their duty. They made their reputation already, granted, not based on him, but based on working with a great artist, producer, songwriter, or whatever the case may be. Now you want to fucking detest it. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Gotta be kidding me. Gotta be. That shit. The only people that is actually fucking saying that he, that like they want to detest what it is that he was doing, is people that came out after the motherfucking child porn cases or child pornography. Let me not be lazy. Child pornography case was dismissed. They decided to work with that fucking man. They decided to work with that man. You gotta be fucking kidding me. I could see if motherfucking... Damn. Fuck. I'm looking like... It's so many fucking artists that he worked with. And I'm just like... I'm actually trying to... Just reach down into my brain bank. People like... Oh my God, like, who, oh man, I'm just floored, because I'm like, it's been so many goddamn people that he worked with, that is not even coming against him like that. Y'all niggas worked with him after the fucking case, and decided to detest fucking working with him. Like, yo, bring back, yo, I want to hear niggas from the 90s. I want to hear niggas from the 90s saying, you know what, I ain't fuck with that nigga. Besides Dame Dash. Fuck him. He's like super biased. And he was in the Fiesta video. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. Like, nah. That shit's corny. To me, it's fake. Nah, whatever. You just want to... I don't like the fact that they put in... God rest the dead. Aaliyah's name and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because she's not here to defend herself. You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, Dame Dash was with her last, but who knows what type of nigga this is? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know. Like, you don't know. Like, she's never been, like, public about her life like that. You know, she did her music, she did her interviews here and there, but she was just always beautiful and just away. So can't even say that. And I was born in 85, so I already know how the fuck it is that she was, like, from a looking aspect of things. Cause she very quiet, you know, even with the Dame Dash thing, like, it was just very, like, quiet, very subtle. That was just her personality. You could tell, like, how it was that she was. So, it's fucking crazy as far as how things transpire. But I do have more advice for R. Kelly. If you choose me to be your girl, I'll be it. Okay? Reason why is because, listen, I would rather be trapped in a motherfucking mansion as opposed to a goddamn hotel or temporary housing or any of that fucking other shit. Like, what? You gotta be fucking kidding me. And then it just feels like, you know, that these women are fucking clout chasing or whatever the case may be. Like, I can't even say that because they said that something happened to them, very detrimental, very unhappy, but when you got a nigga from the hood that ain't got shit trying to butt you with a gun, it's kind of like there are better circumstances. I'm sorry. There are way better circumstances and none less to cry about. I ain't crying right now. Not crying. The shit happened. That's the thing. The shit happened. Those are things that happen. If my tooth got knocked out by R. Kelly, man, I would be the fucking poster child for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck? No. Like, I don't know. It's like, what are you looking for? Obviously, you're looking for that fame. You're looking for that clout, whatever. Shit didn't turn your way. At the end of the day, I just feel like, of course, celebrities, they are people. They are not subhuman. You know what I'm saying? Like, not subhuman or anything like that. But what I'm saying is, like, as far as how people try to portray it, just to get, like, an extra boost in whatever the fuck it is that they doing. I don't know if y'all saw the docuseries, but everybody writing a book. Everybody motherfucking, a poster child for a goddamn organization that is fucking, like, detesting domestic violence, which is great. But at the end of the day, like, yo, like, y'all just doing that. Because he ain't on it. He's not on his money like that. He's not. He's not getting them tours. He's not fucking, he's not in a place where he could do that. Y'all bitches is just sitting there like, I can't get this money out of this, out of him like that. So, you are just fucking go get a bitches. I appreciate a go get a bitch. I'm a go get a bitch myself. Maybe not, very likely not in the same way, but I'm a go get a bitch. I'm going to do what the fuck it is that I got to do for my family to the best of my ability. The best of your ability got you to being closer to R. Kelly. And you know that you got to sit there. You got to do what you got to do. Do you, boo-boo? That's just what it is. But I don't know if it's just me. But I could almost be certain there are people, women and men, that's out there that feel like how I feel. You do it, yeah, you want to come up or whatever the case may be, and that's just what it is. But I mean, it's a little tricky situation. I'm not even gonna. I'm glad I'm doing this podcast because it's been on my mind. Unless somebody brings something else to me and it's just going to be right back on it. Right back on it, and I got to talk about it again. That's what's going to happen because I was just waiting. I was waiting for my energy to just come down. I was waiting for my thoughts to just like calm about it. Like, I watched the docuseries. I'm going to be watching these interviews. It was just, like, so, like, consuming for me. But if y'all want to talk about it, we could talk about it. I'll put you on the live podcast or whatever, however it is that you want to do. We can do this. Because I do want to know y'all thoughts and how the fuck, like, especially people my age. I'm 33. Even people older than me, like a little bit older. Like, how you coming? I want to know how you coming on this situation right here. Like, we seen all this TV, but I'm not hearing, like, actual, like, people. Like, that's actually, like, that has been through this ordeal, like, from a fan standpoint or from a standpoint with the women, or I'm not hearing none of that. I don't see none of that. So, I definitely want to know. So, with that said, this is Holly, a.k.a. Holiday, a.k.a. KRML Ready. I want to hear your thoughts. Like, real deal. Y'all better, like, text me, inbox me, all that shit. I want to hear. I'm going to tag you in all the shit and all that. I want to hear what's going on. I want to hear what you think. Alright? So, I'm off this. Later.